Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and today I am talking trouser fit. This is such a massive issue for pretty much every woman. There's very few women who don't find it really hard to find pants that fit. I'm going to give you a few reasons why and what to look for when you're looking for trousers that fit. So before you buy a pair of pants, should you even bother? You know, is it a fixable thing? So I'm just going to stand up for a moment so my head will disappear, but I'm going to show you just a couple of things to think about. Like, this is some really basic stuff that to think about when you are trying on a pair of pants to decide whether or not to buy them. So when you stand up and you're standing in the mirror, this front of the pant should be flat. Now, you can see I might have some creasing there, and that's because I've been sitting down, so the pants have creased, but there is no pulling. If this was pulling, and you can have pulls up and pulls down, this means that there's something wrong with the fit of the pants and the fit of the rise. So the rise is the bit that goes through the middle of your legs, through the crotch goes. You've got a front rise and a back rise that goes up the back of your trousers. So if you get any pulling here, and if you get lots of horizontal lines this way, often it's because it's too tight through here. So you need more fabric in the pants than is in there for you. And often what women do is, because if the waistband is gaping, they go down a size, but then it ends up too tight around the hips and thighs, and therefore we get pulling across here. So there's a couple of different kind of upward smile lines, downward smile lines as well, which is all to do with the pant there. You can also get camel toe, of course. That's where it's too high in the crotch, so it's pulling up. Or you can have the crotch pouch, where you get that extra fold of fabric here. So a pouch of extra fabric, which means that the rise here is not correct for you. There's too much fabric. When you turn around, this should be flat too. So it should just be hanging off your legs with no drag line. So drag lines is when you see creasing one way or another or down the legs. It should just be hanging flat down the back. So, you know, of course too, we want the waistband to sit in at the waist and not gape. And we want, you know, them to fit well through the thighs. So if you have too much fabric through the thighs, sometimes you'll get extra fabric. You'll get, like, it feels like you're wearing jodhpurs, I always think, if it's too wide at the thighs for you. But we want that kind of flat, even, smooth look. If it's pulling anywhere, if you've got the crotch pouch or the camel toe, just forget about it. That's really, you know, hard to fit. So when we're thinking about things like waistband, so if you have a waist that's significantly smaller than your hips and thighs, you'll often find it hard to find pants that fit. And often, if a wider waistband will often fit better because it can be more altered than a narrow waistband. Now, the way they tend to make women's clothes is that they attach the waistband last. This means there is no seam up the back here. So we have the seam at the back of the trousers there, and you'll notice that there is no fabric there to be let out should I want it to be let out. This is quite different from how they make men's trousers. Now, these are actually my trousers, but they're made by a tailor. And the reason is, when they make men's trousers, men are expecting to have alterations in their particularly suit pants. And so what they do is they actually construct them quite differently. So what they do is they actually put the waistband on. You'll see that this waistband has a seam up the back. And this is because the waistband is attached before this seam is put in. You'll notice that there's extra fabric here in the back. And this allows these pants, it's very easy to unpick down this seam and either let out or take in that seam. And that can make a huge difference to how the pants fit. So that is something to be aware of. So the other thing too is, when they are making the rise, so there's different shaped rises, and I've got a couple of photos on the blog to show you this, but I'm just going to show you how you can have a quick look. One of the things to think about when you're looking at a pair of pants and deciding should I take them into the change room is, will they fit through this rise? So the easiest way to work out is, what is your kind of rise shape, your best rise shape? To take the pants, turn a leg inside out, then actually put the other leg through that leg, So basically the two legs, one leg's inside each other. And then you'll see is you get the shape of that rise. We can see this shape. Now, some are narrower and some are wider. So what works for you will be based, of course, on your body shape. Do you want a narrower one, or like a narrower one that sits more like a more of a U shape, or do you need something that is wider? How deep is it going? All these sorts of things. And this will be affected by whether the fabric has stretch in it as well. That also is something to take into consideration. But this is really important when we are thinking about what kind of pants, and should I even bother taking them to the change room? All these sorts of things, because a pant that's got some stretch in it, it's going to be an easier fit than a pant that has no stretch, just a fully woven pant like these ones that I'm wearing. So they need to be constructed in a way that actually fits better for you. Now, one of my lovely Seven Steps of Styles sisters, Suzanne, has taken some photos of her own pant woes, and she's got a more X-shaped body. So she has a defined waist, and she has what she calls a low seat, and she gets a lot of what she calls drag lines. So this is where we get the lines that come down underneath her bottom. So she's been looking into like why pants don't work as well, but also construction methods. Because one of the things that's really important to know is that when a manufacturer goes to a factory and says, well, we want this to be the waist, this to be the hip measurement, what they'll do is, you know, they might have made a pair of pants that actually fit reasonably well. Then the manufacturer will go, okay, to get those measurements, when I'm laying out, one of these pattern pieces, so I've got a leg piece that might look like this. So we think about it, I'm laying a leg piece out on fabric. Now, it is more expensive to put more fabric on this side, which is down the outside of the thigh. So if you've got hips and thighs, you want more fabric on this outside of the thigh. So what they sometimes do is instead of like putting the extra fabric there, they take it and they put it on the inside here, because this is fabric that's going to be cut away already. So this will be fabric that is cut away. So they've just moved the excess fabric, or the extra fabric for the, you know, dimensions, from the outside of the thigh, and they've popped it onto the crutch seam. Now, what this means is that this pant will not fit as well for somebody who has a rounder hip and thigh. So, because what we've actually done is we've moved where the fabric is. So we've taken it off from the outer seam and put it on here. The dimensions are still the same. So this is the problem, where you have the measurements work, but the fit is off. And this is one of the reasons why, because of course it's much cheaper. I can fit more pattern pieces. So if you think about it, if I'm a manufacturer, all I care about is how many pieces of pant I can fit onto, you know, like if I go, well, that's this wide, because really I have to go from the widest point, you know, which is down here at the crutch. I have to have that much fabric. So if I've added more on here on the side, that's made this wider, therefore it's going to take more fabric up. But if I have the same measurement by adding it on in the middle, it's going to take less fabric, so therefore it's cheaper to make. But it won't fit someone who has a curvy hip and thigh more. So for me, it's okay, because we have round and elliptical bodies. So this is our lateral body shape, our side view, and I've written about this in a few blog posts, that if we have a more elliptical body shape, having that in the middle is not so bad, because of the way we are more elliptical, so narrow from the side but wider from the front. But if we are more round, so we need that extra fabric through the hips and thighs, this is going to make the fit worse. So this is just a couple of reasons why. I mean, like, pants are just really hard to fit. And I can tell you, I've taken people shopping and we've tried on, seriously, about 50 pairs of trousers and found nothing that fits well. So you have to expect with trousers to have an alteration. And this is one of the things, is men, especially with suit pants, expect to have alterations. If you are thinking about a dress pant, expect to have some alterations. And men's bodies are much more simple, excuse me, than women's. But, you know, if there's stretch in it, you'll find it's a bit easier to fit. But still, it's important to know, like, and this is why, you know, whether you need a wider that U shape or a narrower one. And so this is where, if you know you can do that easy, put one leg inside the other, just like I've done here, and have a look at it. So if you go, you know, my best pants, the pants that fit me, you know, the way I really like it, the most flattering pants, have a look at what that shape is on that. Kind of get to know it, to go, no, is it narrower? Is it wider? Because then, before you even take them into the change room, you've got some idea if they might fit you or not. Because just because the size dimensions, and the thing is every manufacturer has their own dimensions as well. A size 10 is not a size 10 is not a size 10. They all have their different dimensions as well. So it's cheaper to make clothes for straighter bodies than it is for curvy bodies. And so this is why this manipulation of where that extra fabric goes makes such a big difference. One of the things that I love about these pants I'm wearing is they actually have a seam down the back of the center of the leg. So if you are, you know, looking at them, it's pretty unusual, but these are the best fitting pants I've ever managed to buy off the rack. And it's because of this seam that actually goes down the center of the back of the leg, not something that you expect. But what it does, it allows you to get a better fit around the bottom. And I've got a flatter bottom overall. It's a bit rounder since I've been going to the gym, but it's still flatter. So that's an area, it's very hard to take excess fabric out from under the seat of the trousers, so the seat, the bottom of the trousers. But if you have a seam there, you can actually remove some fabric if you need to. And they're just a few reasons why pants are so hard to fit. And this is where, like, waists you can take in, you can put extra darts around the waist. So if you are buying pants, it's important to buy for your widest part and then alter what doesn't work. So for me, I don't have a waist, so I need to make sure it fits my waist. And then if the thighs are too large, I can have them run in. But if you've got a narrow waist and larger, you know, more curvy hips and thighs, buy the pants to fit the hips and thighs and have the waist taken in. And if you happen to be making your own pants, this is where knowing some of these tricks, like having the center seam at the back go right up through the waistband, will make it so much easier to fit your pants. And even things like designing in that seam down the back of the middle of the leg is another thing to think about if you're designing your own pants. If you have a flatter bottom, that also can be a really good little trick. There you go. So, you know, you're not alone. I have to say the majority of women find pants really hard to buy, and that's because pants are essentially menswear. Men's bodies are essentially straighter. So you think about it, a man's body is much straighter through the waist, hips and thighs, and therefore it's a much easier fit. Women's bodies are more curvy, therefore there are way more issues and potential fit issues and fit points that you need to consider, which is why it is so tricky. And that, you know, sometimes I just go, it's like so much easier to wear skirts than it is to wear trousers, or to go for the legging because we've got lots of lycra in there, so it stretches around your shape. So thanks for watching, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.